What's up, Seattle? This is Colin Kaepernick, and you're listening to Music Inner City.
It's the music in the city. Gonna kiss you right. It's the music in the city. Gonna kiss you right.
What's going on, everybody? My name is Gordon Curvey, and this is another edition of Music Inner City Radio. I'm coming at you from the studios of Music Inner City and Sports Inner City here in, well, might as well tell the truth, rainy Seattle, Washington, okay? It's the time of the year in Seattle. Don't get it twisted. It is beautiful, beautiful city here in the Pacific Northwest, but this time of year, man, we gotta celebrate when we get a little some sunshine, you know what I mean? Because, man, the sun is like non-existent, man, around here lately, but man, we just gotta take it where we can get it. And I'm out there in the elements every day. It's Dole School Crossing Guard, Seattle Public Schools, and man, I gotta wear my hoodie every day, you know what I mean? Because it's raining. But I'm born and raised in Seattle, Washington. This is a spinoff of Music Inner City Radio, Sports Inner City. Well, a spinoff of Music Inner City TV and Sports Inner City TV on Comcast, Xfinity On Demand, Xfinity X1, Washington State, Oregon, and California, okay? And here's how you get there to our main show. On Comcast, Xfinity On Demand, go to Get Local and then Inner City TV. That's Get Local and Inner City TV. And there we are for Xfinity X1. You go to Xfinity Services first. Then go to Get Local and then look for Inner City TV folder. Man, we got some good shows coming up, you know, down the pike. You know, man, I can tell everybody, you just got to watch it, man. You know, on the sports side, we have Denard Span and D. Gordon, the interview I did a few months ago. From the new name of Safeco Field, T-Mobile Stadium. Okay. So I'm gonna talk for that. I'll talk about that in a few minutes here. And so interview was done you know, a few months ago with Denard Span. I don't know if he's gonna be back, and D. Gordon, I think he's gonna be back for another season coming up. And we just got some good shows. Got my man Renegade via Skype from down south, and some good shows coming up. So this show, man, we've been playing some classic soul. We always do classic soul. And every podcast that we do, classic soul, hip-hop, smooth jazz. Come to you right now. Podcasting is taking off. It's blowing up. Now, I've been doing podcast audio shows since, 2000, so I'm not a Johnny come lately when it comes to that. As a matter of fact, for broadcasting, I'm not a Johnny come lately, unlike others here. But you know, hey, I consider myself a true broadcaster. Okay, been doing Music Inner City this month 27 freaking years. Started Music Inner City, started December of 1990. So happy birthday, Music Inner City and Sports Inner City. I mean, you know, I've always been combining sports and music and entertainment since I've been doing the show. But strict sports only show, but started about 4 or 5 years ago. And man, just trying to really take off on the sports side. Okay, but anyway, this story from MSN.com. I'm not gonna read the whole thing, but like Chris Fargo for the Daily Mail, the CEO, Gail King, former guest on my show, is frustrated with leadership at CBS and execs secretly bringing a rising star, Brianna Gulidraya, to this morning behind her back, as fear grows that she may leave network next year. The CBS News division has suffered a number of devastating blows over the past year and is hoping to avoid another, as Gail King's contract is set to come to a close. The veteran CBS This Morning anchor signed a 3-year deal in 2016 that was worth $17 million, which is coming to an end. While multiple sources with knowledge of the situation tell DailyMail.com that King has become increasingly frustrated with CBS and how leadership has chosen to handle a number of situations over the past year. King was also caught off guard and annoyed when executives for bringing Brianna Gulli-Draeger to the CBS This Morning team without informing her until minutes before the announcement was made over the air. Wow. Those same executives are said to be aware of King's recent frustrations and are now trying to do all they can to make sure she does not leave. CBS did not respond to a request for a comment. One of the sources said that in the wake of the network's decision to add Gulli-Draeger, a number of profiles and interviews were set up to make it clear that King was a star of the show. She was profiled in the New York Times and appeared on The Late Show with Stephen Colbert just a few weeks after her new co-host joined the program. So the story goes on. So we're going to see what happened with Oprah's best friend, Gayle King. And by the way, here's a short interview I did, yours truly, with Gayle King a few years ago at the Clive Davis pre-Grammy party. It was about the year after Whitney Houston passed away. And me and myself and twin Tammy J got up above. You know, me and twin Tammy J, Tammy Jackson Cloyd, we was in L.A. when Rihanna was beat up by Chris Brown at an event. And it was also in L.A. when Whitney Houston died. God works in mysterious ways, ladies and gentlemen. Okay, and so we're going to play, I'm going to play for you a short interview I did with Gayle King. And then we're going to follow that up with a song by a group, a mega group, an iconic group that is coming to Seattle to perform at Century League Field next spring, led by the legendary, when you say a legend and you mention Mick Jagger, you have to mean legend, as well as Keith Richards. Now, I mean, I don't like too many rock songs, but this is one of my favorite rock songs of all times by the Rolling Stones with the iconic, like I said, Mick Jagger and Keith Richards out front. It's called Brown Sugar. This is Music Inner City Radio.
Right. Clive Davis pre-Grammy party with Gayle King. How you
doing? I'm really doing well. What's your name?
My name is Gordon from Seattle. Music industry.
Seattle? I've been to Seattle before.
How you like Seattle?
I like Seattle. I went to the Space Needle.
Was it raining?
It was a little gray, but it wasn't raining.
Okay.
So you like music in Seattle, too?
That's right. So how's the CBS Morning News? I know there's a ratings battle going back and forth and stuff. So how's it going?
It is a ratings battle, but knock on wood, so far so good for CBS This Morning. The numbers are changing in a direction that they're going up, so that's a good thing.
Okay.
But we have a ways to go, Gordon. We have a ways to go, but that's all right.
Wonderful. So, of course, we're asking you about Whitney. I was here last year, and the stuff broke out. How do you feel about it 1 year later?
Well, 1 year later, it seems hard to believe that it's happened, but it has. And this party still remains a celebration of music, the people who make it, the people who you want to see succeed in the music business. And everybody knows that Whitney Houston was an icon. That will never change. And there's always a way to celebrate her life, too, and her legacy.
Okay, now one last question. Ladies out watching my show, I'm going to be like Gayle King and be a broadcast. Do you have any advice for them?
If they want to do what, I can't.
Be a broadcast?
You know, I think it takes a lot of work. You start, be prepared to start at the entry level and work your way up. I find so many people today just think it's instantaneous to get on camera, but it's a lot of hard work. So you start slow, you start at the bottom, and you work your way up. And you find somebody who's willing to help you. There's always somebody like that.
Great advice. Thanks, Gayle.
Bye, Gordon.
All right, see you.
Bye, Seattle.
It is Music Inner City, Seattle, Tacoma, Everett, the Northwest. Hey, here's the Music Inner City flashback. We'll be right back.
Are you looking for some of the best food in Seattle? Well, why not drop into MO City Fish and Chips? At MO City, the menu includes, of course, fish and chips, Alaska cod, catfish, salmon, halibut, plus oysters, prawns, crab puppies, and much more, including the best po'boy sandwiches in town. And every Monday and Tuesday, MO City Fish and Chips offers seafood gumbo. You gotta check this out. MO City Fish and Chips is open daily, 11 a.m. to 9 p.m., and is located at 3756 Rainier Avenue South in Seattle. For more information, call 206-760-3474. That's 206-760-3474. And you can order online at www.mocityfishandchips.com.
Hey, I'm back, and this is Music Inner City Radio. I'm just posted up in the studios of Music Inner City and Sports Inner City here in Seattle, Washington, and I am Gordon Kirby. Previous song was from the legendary members of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, playing some rock right here on Music Inner City Radio with Mick Jagger and Keith Richards out front. It's called Brown Sugar from the Rolling Stones, okay? And, but right now, man, we're going to talk about another legend in music, okay? His name is the late, great Albert King, you know, blues master, okay? And Albert King was truly a king of the blues, although he didn't hold that title. I mean, B.B. King did, along with B.B. and Freddie King. Albert King was one of the major influences on blues and rock guitar players. Without him, modern guitar music would not sound as it does. This is from allmusic.com. His style has influenced both black and white blues players from Otis Rush and Robert Cray to Eric Clapton and the late Stevie Ray Vaughan. It's important to note that while almost all modern blues guitarists seldom play for long without falling into the late B.B. King's guitar clutch, the late Albert King never did. He had his own style and unique tone from the beginning. Albert King played guitar left-handed without restringing the guitar from the right-handed setup. His quote-unquote upside-down playing accounts for his difference in tone, since he pulled down on the same strings that most players push up when bending the blues notes. King's massive tone and totally unique way of squeezing bends out of a guitar string had a major impact. Many young white guitarists, especially rock and rollers, have been influenced by King's playing, and many players who emulate his style may never have heard of Albert King, let alone heard his music. This style is immediately distinguishable from all other blues guitars, and he's one of the most important blues guitarists to ever pick up the electric guitar. He was born down in Mississippi and raised in Forest City, Arkansas. Albert King, born Albert Nelson, taught himself how to play guitar when he was a child, building his own instrument out of a cigar box. Wow. At first, he played with gospel groups, most notably the Harmony Kings, but after hearing Blind Lemon Jefferson and Lonnie Johnson and several other blues musicians, he solely played the blues. In 1950, he met MC Reader, who owned the T99 nightclub down in Arkansas, and King moved there shortly afterward, joining the T99 house band, the In Groove Boys. The band played several local Arkansas gigs besides the T99, including several shows for a local radio station. You know, further down in this article, in 1956, Albert moved to St. Louis, where he initially sat in local of bands. By the fall of 1956, King was headlining several clubs in the area, and King continued to play the St. Louis circuit, honing his style. During those years, he began playing his signature Gibson Flying V, which he named Lucy. By 1958, ABBA was quite popular in St. Louis, which led to a contract with the fledgling Bobbin Records. And, you know, after he got that soundtrack, man, Albert King just took off, ladies and gentlemen. And to put down in the article, following his stint at Country Records, Albert King signed with Stax Records, and that's where he really blew up. In 1966, Albert's records for Stax would bring him stardom, both within blues and rock circles. All of his 60s Stax sides were recorded with the label's house band, Booker T, and the MGs, which gave his, which is also a great boom. We're going to talk about them in future shows right here on Music Inner City. The great Booker T and the MGs, he's still living too, by the way, which gave his blues a sick, soulful sound. That soul underpinning gave King crossover appeal. And speaking of crossover appeal, we're going to play one of the songs that crossed over by the late, great Albert King right here on Music Inner City. It's called I Play the Blues for You. Hey, let's check it out. Straight Up Blues right now on Music Inner City Radio.
Come on over to the place where I was, and all your loneliness I'll try to soothe. I'll play the blues for you. Don't be afraid. Come on in. You might run across, yeah, some of your old friends. Oh, loneliness I've got to soothe. I'll play the blues for you. Come on in. Sit right here. Let's rap a while. You see, I'm kind of lonely too. And loneliness is a very bad thing if you let it get the best of you. And loneliness can get you down, you know. Yeah, yeah. Are you comfortable now? Yeah. As I was saying before, loneliness can get you down. And I have heard of loneliness blowing some good people's mind, you know? But you can't do that. This is a big world. This is a big world. There's too many nice things happening in this world. You're a very pretty girl. Where you live? No, no, no. Disregard that. That's okay. That's the most important thing. I want to know you. I say, I want to know you. Uh-huh. Ooh, that's good, baby. I'll play the blues for you. I ain't got no big name. Oh, Lord, and I ain't no big star. I'll play the blues. All your loneliness I've tried to soothe. I'll play the blues for you. Excuse me. Mm.
You are listening to another edition of Music Inner City Radio. I'm Gordon Curvey, man. I'm just here in Seattle, Washington. And thanks for joining us. And the previous song was the late blues master Albert King's call, "I'll Play the Blues for You." So we're going to wind this show down. And, man, don't forget, you know, to check us out. And, man, you know, by the way, I forgot to talk about it. Oh, my gosh. You know, man, my brand new website that you see right here, Music Inner City News Magazine. Man, it looks really, really good on your smartphone, too. And you can check us out, your smartphone, your tablet, your Mac, or your PC. And we got, our, of course, our podcast right here. And then you can watch the webcast that we do with our main Music Inner City show from our Comcast On Demand series. And then just webcasts only, you know, with After the Game, Sports Inner City, and Off the Court, talking strictly NBA, ladies and gentlemen. And there's an event coming up, too, speaking of the NBA, that we're going to talk about real soon. Not going to let it, the cat out of the hat. But an event coming up, and hopefully we'll be in the building and talking some NBA, okay? So don't forget to check us out online. You can watch our webcast, your podcast, like I said, your smartphone, your tablet, your Mac, or your PC, anywhere in the world. Man, you can be in Paris, France, in a coffee shop. I mean, you can be in China, man, you know, Beijing. You can be in Antarctica, you know, Mexico City. I mean, a few years ago, I heard from a cat, a rapper, in Romania over there by Russia. It's worldwide. And like I said, podcasting is really, really taking off. I subscribe to a couple of podcasting journals that just started and get daily emails and a network with other podcasters and great, great information about how podcasting is really, really taking off. And so for 2019, man, my goals is to really, really be more on the regular with our podcast, because, you know, there's so much stuff to talk about in entertainment and sports. Going to stay away from the politics and just talk entertainment and sports and NBA and Major League Baseball and NFL and all that stuff, man, for real. So, man, we're going to leave you with another bio. Lady who has turned 75 years old the other day. And that is the great, speaking of icon, Diana Ross. And this is from biography.com. Singer and actress Diana Ross was part of the 60s pop soul trio, The Supremes, before embarking on a successful solo career, also starring in such films as Lady Singing the Blues and The Wiz. Diana Ross was born March 26, 1944, in Detroit, Michigan. She began singing with friends as a teenager and eventually formed the groundbreaking 60s trio, The Supremes, going on to have hits like Come See About Me, Can't Hear We Love, and we're going to play a Supremes joint as, and then one of her single songs, too. But Ross left for a solo career in 1969, later reaching number one with hits like Ain't No Mountain High Enough and Love Hangover. She starred in the films Mahogany, Lacey, and the Blues as well, earning a Oscar nomination for the latter. Despite personal and professional ups and downs, Ross has withstood the test of time as a performer with a career that spans more than four decades. Man, you know, she's been around. You know, she signed the Motown Records, The Supremes, by famed producer and label founder Berry Gordy Jr. in 1961. The Supremes scored their first number one hit with Where Did Our Love Go in 64. The trio then broke music records by having a streak of four additional singles top the charts. I mean, the top of the charts with Baby Love and Come See About Me, Stop in the Name of Love, and Back in My Arms Again, thus becoming the first United States group to ever to have five songs in a row to reach number one. Man! And all the group scored great 12 number one hits, including I Hear Symphony, Can't Hear We Love, The Happening, Love Child and somebody. And you know, just a whole bunch of somebody. Someday we'll be together. And they thus established it's a record, becoming the American vocal group with the most Billboard chart toppers in history. You know what I mean? And so Donna Ross is great. Cause we see her daughter, Tracy Ellis Ross, on Blackish and so on like that. And go look at a young picture of Diana Ross and then look at Tracy Ellis Ross. And, damn, yeah, that's a daughter, all right. You know what I mean? And she's 75, and the article said she's still going strong, okay? Because, you know, unlike other artists of today, when Diana Ross does a concert, she got so many freaking songs to sing. Man, it'll take up 2 or 3 hours, like Stevie Wonder and Smokey Robinson, the legends. They can do stuff like that. I like the artists of today, okay? Not knocking the artists of today, but man, when you got an iconic guy, like I said earlier, with the Rolling Stones and Mick Jagger and Keith Richards, and you got another icon here with Diana Ross, that's great. When you go to a show, song after song after song, full of hits that she can fall back on, you know? So, shout out to Diana Ross, who just turned 75 years old. Happy birthday to Diana Ross. So, before we get on out of here, man, you know, I just want to say to the youth to please stay in school, get that education, because without an education, man, you cannot be anything in life. So, what we're going to do, we're going to leave you with 2 Diana Ross songs. The first one, Love Is Like an Itching on My Heart, with Diana Ross out front of the Supremes. You know, and then one of her solo songs after she left the Supremes, Upside Down. All right, from the legendary Diana Ross. From the studios of Music Inner City here in Seattle, Washington, OG Gordon Curvey saying peace. And I'm out of here, baby.
While others want to emulate and duplicate us,
we're still holding it down.
Holding it down for the C-Town.
Music Inner City TV. And Music Inner City online. www.musicinnercity.com.
Blazing the best hip hop
and R&B.
We'll be right back.
stars in the industry,
or straight from the underground, you can find it right here. Music Inner City TVC and Music Inner City Online. www.musicinnercity.com. Blazing the best hip-hop and R&B.
Entertainment production.